Well, my predecessor here at Yale, Othniel Charles Marsh, or O.C. Marsh, he was the first professor of paleontology in the Western Hemisphere. And it was Marsh and his rival, Edward Drinker Cope, who opened up the American West to paleontological exploration. And so they were out there with famous figures from the Wild West. They had to deal with, the frontier. They had to deal with Native American tribes. And Marsh actually befriended one of the great Native American chiefs, Red Cloud, out there. But there are all these stories. So they're out there in the Wild West finding dinosaur bones, and they had this vicious rivalry. And that drove much of this discovery as well. So they'd go and they'd infiltrate each other's camps and they'd dynamite their own sites in order so that their rivals wouldn't get to them. And they just had this publishing war that went on and on and on during the late 1800s. But Marsh was the professor, the Yale professor, and he did a couple of important things. One thing was that he convinced his wealthy uncle, George Peabody, to donate the gift that would result in the founding of the Yale Peabody Museum of Natural History, which is still one of the most important natural history museums in the world. And without that museum, none of this would have been possible. And then the second was that, as I said, he was one of the major influences, described all so many of the iconic dinosaur species we know, so many of the important transitional fossils we know, and he was one of the major players in opening up the West. He'd go out there with teams of Yale undergraduates, collect a bunch of stuff, and then bring everything back to Yale, pioneered modern collection techniques, pioneered model fossil preparation techniques as well. Things that we use to reveal fossils in the rocky matrix before we had tools like CT scanners. And so that was the beginning of modern American paleontology, but also modern paleontology in general. It was a bigger, I mean, it's America, it's bigger and better. And it was a bigger, better operation than the sort of gentlemanly European operations that had been going on. It was, paleontology of the West, American paleontology.